Your reaction today is 4-0 win here at Windsor Park, David.
Really pleased because it's been a disappointing midweek game. So I asked for a response and a reaction off the players. We let ourselves down on Wednesday, but I can't ask for any more today. We won the game convincingly. And I thought some of our play, sometimes we got a little bit sloppy, but I thought some of our all-round play today was good and fully deserved the 3 points.
We asked for bounce-back ability, and that's what we got today, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we did, and say fair play to the players. Said I had a go at them after the game the other night, and sometimes a slap in the face, like the result the other night, sometimes helps you respond in the right manner. And hopefully we're looking back and at the end of the season, you might think that might have been the kick up the arse that we needed. So hopefully we can kick on from here today. We've got big games coming up away to Cliftonville on Tuesday, away to Coleraine, which always proves difficult next Saturday. But it's a couple of games that we can look forward to now.
Loads of positives from today. Andy Waterworth's on the score sheet. Sammy Klingon scores a terrific goal. And Ross Clark, again, impressed in his second game back.
Yeah, no, with Ross, you know, I've been in a job a year. Yesterday or today, and I've not seen Ross play. I've seen him a couple of times in pre-season games and Swifts games, and I always thought, you know, hear people talking about Ross. So I was pleased to get him on the pitch today, and he gives you something different. He's big and strong. He's direct, and hopefully we can keep Ross fit because he could be certainly an asset to me as a manager. He's like a new player coming in. Kirk's obviously done well when he's played there. Stevie Fallon's done a job when he's played there. So it's a good competition for players. Andy scoring a goal today again pleased me. I made the call to play Andy and Paul. Could quite easily have probably been maybe Burnsy or you know, Chris Bright. So I made the call. I wanted to go pace for pace, and I thought Niall Quinn's ball through today was, you know, exquisite for Andy, and you know, he was cool and calm, and thankfully he got his first league goal.
And that'll do wonders for his confidence, won't it? For
I hope so. I thought, you know, Andy, I thought his all-round game last week at Queen of South was, you know, he worked hard. And sometimes the harder you work, sometimes you feel as if you don't get your rewards. So he scored a goal today, which pleased me. And say when Andy's scoring goals, or forward players are scoring goals, it, you know, sometimes releases a little bit of pressure off the intention in and around the stadium.
And Paul Smith's goal was a typical Predators goal, wasn't he? Pouncing and
it was.
Round in the keeper and...
I always say anticipate a mistake, you know, the goalkeeper dropping the back pass. And I still go back to, you know, I always remind the players about the goal Aidan Sproul scored last year against Dungannon away from home. When we need it, they anticipate a mistake, they anticipate the short back pass. And Paul did that today. He gives you energy, he gives you a burst of life. I wouldn't say it was his best all-round game, but he's still a threat when he picks up the ball. He's a threat going forward. And I was pleased that, you know, both strikers scored tonight.
And he scored a great goal out in Ukraine, so he's on fire at the minute, isn't he? You know.
Yeah, no, well, Paul's capable. I was pleased that he scored his under-21 goal. But as a selfish club manager, I want him to keep scoring goals here. Because I know he's capable of saying Monday, Tuesday, Thursday during the week. And I know there's more in the locker from the wee man, and I've been his biggest fan. He was in and around the Swifts and stuff last year. I took a chance to bring him in. And, you know, for the year that he's had since I've come in, nearly 11 months probably, it was November when I came in, you know, there's been a huge amount of improvement in him, and I see huge potential in him to keep improving. Along with a lot of other young players here who are playing in around our Swifts, our 19s, and hopefully they're the future, they're the core of this club, and they've always been the core of this club. And so if you look in and around some of our team that was playing today, you know, a few of them lads come through the academy at Linfen.
It's great to get back to winning ways today, but now we need to go on a run. And as you say, we have massive fixtures coming up, but it's one game at a time, and Cliftonville at Solitude is one of the most difficult you could ask for.
I said to players at the end of the game again that, you know, you only need to mention the name Cliftonville, you know, to know me personally, know what it means to this club, Glen Thorne, what it means to this club. So it's a Belfast derby. We broke the hoodoo last year, but we hadn't won up there for couple of years, so there's no fear going up there now. We ended that last year. I'll ask the boys again before the game, be big, strong, resilient on Tuesday night and do their job. And if we do our job to the best of our ability, hopefully we'll come with you know, a positive result.
Well done today, David, and all the very best for Tuesday night.
Yes, cheers.